As Jewish American Heritage Month comes to a close, we continue always to remember the generations of Jewish Americans who've helped to form the fabric of American culture and society. And I have invited for Book Notes this month the former associate principal cello of the Minnesota Orchestra, Janet Horvath, who is the daughter of two professional musicians who were Holocaust survivors. She's also a writer, and her new book is The Cello Still Sings. Janet, welcome to WBJC.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So let's start with those pivotal concerts that were played in displaced persons camps in the late 1940s.
So I'd like to say that I had no idea that this even existed. My father never spoke about his experiences. So very late in his life, I mean, the last year of his life, I happened to ask my father about Leonard Bernstein and playing with him, because he'd played with all the most famous maestros in Europe, but I'd never asked him that particular question. And out popped the memory that he played morale-boosting programs in the displaced persons camps from 1946 to 48 in an orchestra of 17 musicians, and two of the programs were with Leonard Bernstein in 1948. And then immediately the memory disappeared, or his willingness to tell me about it. So I was able to research about this group, that after the war, people were inspired to try to bring hope to those languishing in displaced persons camps after the war.
So obviously you are wanting to pay tribute to your father, to the Holocaust survivors, to this sense that music can transcend. But reviewers have made the point that also you are very carefully wanting to tell the unguarded truth. So tell me about that balancing act.
I think I tried to learn about the very real baffling anxieties that the next generation inherits through our genes. And although my parents never spoke about it, the dark cloud hovered over us as we were growing up. And so I wanted to reveal the trauma continues, and we need to know our history in order to understand how to move forward in a better way.
With your being a cellist and your father having been a cellist, how was the cello actually a conduit between you and your parents' history?
Well, the cello, they say, is the closest frequency to the human voice. And I believe that it is the case that through the cello, I could speak to my father in ways that I couldn't in words, but also that I played and was needing to live for those who didn't, and to accomplish things that my father couldn't accomplish.
This is a book called The Cello Still Sings. It's by cellist and author Janet Horvath, and you can find out more on her website, janethorvath.com. Thank you so much for this important book.
Thank you.